Honestly, the only thing that came out of this was a good title for this episode. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I am doing so much better, and that is exactly what this episode is about. I'm so proud of the name of this episode that I actually started the recording with a little intro, so you're welcome. I am going to jump straight into this week's episode because it is one I did not enjoy living through. It was so difficult. So I know I said this in last week's episode that I would explain, so let me start from before the beginning, okay? I am someone who tends to be very ill, and I didn't know this at the time, but I had an infection in my mouth. And what happens when you have an infection in your mouth because of a tooth? It's constantly resurging, you know? It fades away because you get better, but then new infection, you get worse. And I did not know it. So I was constantly feeling better for a short amount of time, then getting ill, then feeling better, then getting ill. And this last bout was the worst ever. So it started the Sunday, the week before Mother's Day. Okay, just to give you a timeline of events. The week before Mother's Day, I was not good. I remember I took my mom out that Sunday and we were just getting groceries, but we were at a bigger mall and I was just not feeling well. I was sick. I was irritable because the week before that, I had been so sick and exhausted. I had been taking what I refer to as a bomb, which is basically a Effaflu C mixed in with an ACC 200. I take that just before I go sleep. It makes me blow out all the mucus from my nose and then I fall asleep. I prefer to do it with a Carenza C because for some reason a Carenza C just knocks me out, and I love that because then I just sleep. So I taken a bomb, I think 2 days in a row, and it had helped because I had slept. So this was maybe the week before on about a Wednesday or a Thursday, and I sleep for like 12 hours when those things happen, just so that my body can like raise its temperature. I'm under 2 blankets, it burns out anything, and then I feel better like a day or two after. I did that 2 days in a row, still wasn't feeling too good. Sunday comes along, I take my mom for groceries, and it's all good. Like, my mom's fine, but I'm just really irritable. I'm moving slow. I'm not feeling well. So I'm like, okay, cool. This is not good. So I go home and I rest. Monday, I wake up still not feeling good. And it's just like, I'm groggy. I'm fatigued. I'm resting, but nothing's really helping. Tuesday comes along and I have a migraine that won't leave me. It moved from like the front of my skull to maybe the back during the course of the day. Wednesday comes along, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm in pain because my jaw is sore. Like the headache migrated overnight from like my brain to like the sides of my face and my ears. By Thursday, my jaw was so sore and it started like swelling on both sides, and the one ear, my left ear in particular, started to like fade in and out hearing wise. So that was new. And Thursday night, I actually struggled to sleep. I took Panados, like 2 Panados. And if there's one thing about me, I'm not a medication kind of person. I will suffer through the pain and not take medication just because I don't like taking medication. So instead of not taking medication, I caved because I was in so much pain Thursday evening that I was taking 2 Panado tablets every few hours throughout the night just to have the pain subside enough so that I could sleep. That same Thursday night, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And I'd spoken to a friend, I'd spoken to my siblings, I'd spoken to everyone. And even a friend of mine gave me some good advice, because what I had thought it was my wisdom teeth coming out. So I'm just like, okay, my wisdom teeth are pushing through the gums, it's sore, it's painful, okay. Friday, I'm gonna go to the dentist. First thing Friday morning, I'm still in pain, I can't stand it. Like, I want to jump out of my skin, it's so painful. I call the dentist and she can't fit me in. It's a Friday, I understand. And I explain the situation and I'm just like, look, I know how this works. However, your dentist, and this is me speaking to the receptionist, I'm just like, your dentist is the only one that can help me, because my brother had a similar issue. Went to someone else and this woman couldn't help him. She referred him to the very dentist I'm calling. I'm just like, I'm trying to skip all this nonsense and the payments and just let me get in to see her. Like, I just need to see my dentist. And I explain, like, I think it's my wisdom teeth, all of this. The receptionist says, okay, let me just speak to the doctor, you know, the dentist. She speaks to the dentist. Dentist is like, you need x-rays first. There's a place close by, another dental practice, who does the x-rays in-house. So I'm just like, okay, what do I do now? And the receptionist was like, I'll call you back. I will make the appointment for you. It's at this location. And I'm just like, that's even closer to my house. So that's great. She calls for the appointment. I basically put down the phone and not even 2 minutes later, the receptionist calls me back. She's like, they can see you right now for the x-rays of your mouth. I'm just like, cool, I'm there now. I jump into some clothes, get there. They see me immediately. They do an examination of my mouth and it's like, yeah, you need your teeth filled. There's cavities, but the cavity is causing an infection. So we need to fix this. I swear to you, I was like, okay, cool. And what's the next step? Like, I'm in pain. I need this needs to stop right now because I am in so much pain. And so I was prescribed 2 different antibiotics. One immediately, 3 tablets. Another one was a 5-day course of antibiotics. One was 3 tablets immediately for fighting the infection. And another one was a 5-day course of antibiotics to fight the infection continuously. And those tablets were massive. Like, bigger than the size of your pinky nail, like thick and big. I'm just like, oh, 2 a day. It was a lot. So I came home immediately after getting the medication. And also I was prescribed, is it Mibulin? I keep getting the freaking name wrong, but like, it's a prescription pain med that literally knocks you out in the hardest way possible. I could not drive. I could not walk properly after taking the medication. Like, it really just hits you very hard. So that was great, because the pain in my jaw and my cheeks, unbearable. So came home, had the 3 tablets, ate something, had another first tablet of the day, because like I said, the second lot needed to be taken one morning, one at night. So I was doing that. And then you also had to take the Mibulin pain tablets after eating. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to ease into these pain tablets. I'm going to take one, because like the maximum is like 2 tablets 3 times a day. I took that one. It kicked in after like an hour. I'm like, next time I'm taking 2. I'm not even going to play games. This is not fun. It is so painful. And the only thing I can think to compare it to is when I was hospitalized in 2020. And the pain was so bad, I needed morphine. Like, that is the only thing I can compare it to. Like, very similar levels of pain. So, I was just not good. I was suffering, to say the least. And dumb me, okay? Because I scheduled the dentist appointment because I needed to have the cavity filled, and otherwise it's just gonna, you know, reinfect. If not reinfect, just harbor this gaping hole, which can unfortunately grow a new infection. I decided to make the appointment for Monday, and then on Monday I had to be like, no, absolutely not, can't do it, my ear's still blocked. it did not. The swelling. Oh my word. Okay. So I started Friday with the antibiotics, and by Monday I was still not better. You would know that I still went out on Mother's Day, and that was horrendous because I had taken one pain tablet instead of two before we left. My father drove, not me. Okay, don't stress. But walking around in Macro on Mother's Day, I was like dragging myself to the pay station because it was hard to walk that far with that numbing medication in my body. And I walked around alone, okay? There was no one with me. My parents were in there, but like they were on their own mission and I was on mine. It was so hard. I was dragging myself by the end. I was wheezing. I was not doing good. So that was harrowing, like truly. So by the Sunday of Mother's Day, I still was not good. The Monday, the next day after Mother's Day, I ended up moving my appointment to the following week for my teeth because holy wow, I was still in pain. I couldn't hear properly out my left ear and it was just too painful. And then to have someone still numb and diddle and do all sorts of things for that period of time while you in pain, no, thank you. So I moved the appointment to this past Monday. And it was an absolute success. I was done within like half an hour because I came in, they numbed my mouth, let the numbing spray work, injected me with a little bit more of a anesthesia type numbing thing so I don't feel the drilling and stuff. Drilled down, was worried we'd actually lose the tooth, did not lose the tooth, and was able to fill it with resin if I'm not mistaken. So got two fillings, need to go back another time for just like three more touch-up fillings on a couple other teeth because the x-rays reveal so much more and I wish I had done it sooner so I could have caught this thing. So yeah, knowledge is power, hindsight is 2020, and that was my harrowing experience with my infection. It is crazy, and funny enough, my teeth have been a really sore point for me for the last while. And I've been taking good care of it, but like you can still take good care of your teeth and still get an infection in your mouth because of a tooth. Like you can only do so much. So yeah, it's really something that would have happened regardless. And I was taking very good care of my teeth. So it just goes to show you can do the right thing and bad things can still happen, which is sad, but unfortunately very true. But I am doing much better now, which is also the title of this week's Song of the Week. Better Now by Post Malone. It is such a good song because I genuinely love the lyrics. Yes, it doesn't really apply to a dentist, but I still think it applies for general life situations. You are better now because you're in a better situation, in a better place. You have more information to work with. You can do more because you have more knowledge. And I think that knowledge is truly power, especially, as I always say, bringing back that dead horse, as I always do, reflection. The more you reflect and know about yourself, the better you can do for yourself in the future. So do that. Make some notes of things that have been iffy with you, or just small things you've noticed, especially now that I'm doing better. I've actually been trying to get back into my routines. Because when I was in this basically 3 weeks of fighting this infection, it was harrowing. I wasn't sleeping properly. I wasn't eating properly. I definitely was not exercising. And I was just not doing the best for myself. But now I know, okay, if I'm not feeling well, maybe just go get checked out. Maybe just do this, do that. There are a lot of things I should have done. And waiting as long as I did, unfortunately, did more harm than good at the end of the day. So knowing things and doing things go hand in hand. Take some time for yourself, figure out what you need, because the only thing it can help you do is be a better being. And with that, I will see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.